Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now, I know there's a heavy metal band out of, like, Hungary called Ectomorph.
Okay.
But I don't know what you're talking about.
It's the phrase used in The Fifth Element. She says ectogamut.
And like, what does ectogamut mean? Never without my permission.
Right. You would think nerdy libertarians would use that way more frequently.
Heck yeah.
Right.
I want a t-shirt
could,
with that on it.
We could put that on the flag.
Put that on a flag. Put it on a flag. I don't care what you put it on. Just use it.
Bumper stickers.
Sure.
Put Mila Jovovich's face up there.
The whole gamut. Wait, no, the ectogamut?
Ectogamut.
How do you spell that?
Oh, man.
How would you imagine it spelled?
I think I looked it up once. It's with two M's. E-C-T-O and then G-A-M-M-U-T.
I figured you had to use a whole alien alphabet for that.
Maybe. That's the opera song.
In Klingon it's pronounced...
I'll take your word for it.
I don't speak Klingon. Just making crap up. This is Free Talk Live. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Rich.
So you guys are familiar with the trucker convoy protests, right?
Still going. Is it?
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Really?
I mean, I would say...
Several days ago, there was a story that said, like, entering day 23, and there was still, like...
The DC one?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I thought they totally gave up on that one, because I know they cleared off the bridges that they were taking.
I would say that it never actually...
The non-voy.
The non-voy.
Break 1-9, nobody's around, we got ourselves a non-voy. But what if... Oh, I don't know... A half a million or so of those trucks no longer required drivers.
Ah, then you could have the non-voy with the driverless trucks, and the drivers could go off and be more productive in other endeavors.
Well, except there wouldn't be a non-voy because driverless trucks don't protest.
You could send them to protest in your stead. That's what you would do with robots.
You make the assumption that the drivers are going to be in control of the driverless trucks. They are not.
Well, it's their trucks for the most part.
Yeah.
I mean, the ones that went on the convoy, I mean, most of them did not just run off with someone else's company equipment to get there.
From Tyler Durden over at Zero Hedge. Automated trucks could displace half a million U.S. jobs. Automation is flooded. Good? Really?
Good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
The future is now, Captain.
It certainly is. The dystopian future.
I'm sorry, but that is tedious work. Like, we need as much tedious work to be done by pieces of metal as possible.
Have you driven a truck?
Yeah.
An 18-wheeler?
Not an 18-wheeler, okay. No.
Have you driven for a living?
I have.
Okay.
Yeah. And it is tedious.
Requires some skill.
Hypnosis. Yeah, no, it's definitely a skilled thing.
Especially
tedious.
Especially because it doesn't require skill. If there aren't any humans around, right? But there are going to be humans around. So this mixing of, like, you know, human drivers and non-human drivers, for lack of a better term.
That's why we've got to skip the integration period, right? You got to go straight to full automation and no human drivers.
I love driving. Why would I ever give up driving? Why would anybody ever give up driving?
By an automated truck.
No, I'm with Kickass on this one. Like, I am keeping my ability to actually put my hands on the wheel, yeah,
like,
in order to get somewhere.
I am such an Eleuther maniac.
For a number of really good reasons.
I am such an Eleuther maniac that, like, when my car's in the shop and I don't have it for a day or two or whatever, and I don't have a loaner or something, I start getting, like, a little nutso.
An Eleuther maniac? Is that someone who likes loots? What is this?
Eleuther mania? Have you not heard the word?
Do you eleutherate?
Eleutheromania.
Please eleutherate.
Eleutheromania is it's a medical term, believe it or not, but it is described as an overwhelming zeal or zest for freedom.
Ah.
Okay.
Yes. That I'm paraphrasing, but you could look it up.
Well, no, I could see how driving does give you a measure of freedom that is extraordinary.
Well,
I've even heard a theory that it was a big part of what brought down the Soviet Union.
It's having the vehicle at my disposal that I can get in and go at on a moment's notice.
Yes.
That's the part, right? Now, I may not go anywhere for days at a time. Right? And I don't feel any sort of weirdness or whatever because I know the car is there, you know, the kind of car that I got is so dependable, you know, off-brand, whatever, you know, but, like, I know it's going to get up and go 99% of the time.
Right.
And so I'm confident that should I need to go somewhere, I can just go. Should I just desire to go somewhere, I can just go. It sometimes... I clear my head by going for a drive, right? You know, if I'm, you know, I don't know, experiencing some workplace stress or something, or, you know, household stress, and I just want to get out, I can go and do so. If I'm without that ability, I'm going to be a little bit nutso, man.
Generally, I agree with you. But what I'm saying is, as far as the technology is concerned, the problem with automated vehicles is that they still have to interact with humans. And humans are unpredictable.
Yes.
Disagree.
So if you disagree?
Yeah, that's not the problem with them.
Go on.
There's all sorts of problems with them. So, like, if you think about the immense processing power that the human brain has, and especially our ability to see and to, like, categorize this is an object, this is a different object, it's an unbelievably complicated task. So, like, anything changes in the environment, and that self-driving car is going to have real problems.
Well, and the other thing, too, is I understand your point.
But if everything is self-driving and everything is laid out, they will all communicate with each other, and you wouldn't have the spontaneity of human miscalculation.
I disagree.
Okay.
For this reason and this reason only. Who created the thing?
Humans.
Humans. So anything humans create is fallible because humans created it. It's going to make mistakes.
Sure. But there's not going to be, like, a human error in that mistake because it's a hive mind of all the cars on the road. Like, as you approach the intersection in your car, and you see that other car, it's like, oh, is he going to go? Is he not going to go? Well, if both cars are on the same network, they've already figured that out, and it's more efficient.
I'll grant you, it definitely increases the efficiency.
Yeah, I mean,
just don't think that's the number one concern.
I mean, certainly data traffic flows far better than road traffic flows.
Okay.
Right. If we're comparing two networks, which is really what roads are. Roads are just a network of vehicles traveling upon them. If we compare the network of roads to the internet, which is just a network of
series of tubes.
As we've established.
It's not a dump truck.
As we've established.
It's made out of Russian electric guitars.
It's from Russian electric guitarists. If we compare the two networks, which one flows better and more efficiently? Obviously, the digital network, because it resembles, I think, what you're thinking of, Richie Rich, which is the all automated roadways.
Right.
Right. So how do you deal with the loss of personal freedom? How do you reconcile that as a freedom-oriented person?
I don't know if you lose... I don't know how much freedom you actually lose... Because you can still get in your automated vehicle and then go wherever you want to go.
I lose the freedom to step on it and pass some slow bastard with his left turn signal on in the left turn lane.
Sure. But you may also
mention that, like,
but you may also be traveling at like 120 miles an hour safely because there's no risk at all. You will get to your destination quicker.
Well, so here's the thing. Whose network is running this?
Like
libertarians?
Well,
because
no,
like,
no. See, so
number one, they probably don't, and number two, I would prefer not say
Peakless.
Installing a bomb on my car, which is basically what that would be
like. That's not how it works. I've had this conversation with folks who are statist, right? What about the roads, right? In the absence of government, right? So I posit this theory. You guys have understanding of how the internet works.
Libertarians will be in flying cars by then.
You need an ISP to get on the internet, right, to get your on-ramp. Once you're on the information superhighway, your data travels around and it gets routed from place to place. And so arguably this is how the roads would work absent a government. You would have some company that you pay, much like a cell phone company. You would pay your RSP, your road services provider, right? And they, you know, contract roaming, right? All this stuff that cell phones have already taken care of, right? Internet traffic is already taken care of. All these things would apply. It's just that now you subscribe to a service to get you on the road or to pilot your pilotless car.
Okay.
And that's how the roads would operate in a free market.
That is one possibility. You're correct.
603-283-6160.
We'll talk about that in a second.
We sure will.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah.
back. It is Free Talk Live. Are you going to say something?
Nope.
Are you sure? Were you going to say ectogamut?
Ectogamut.
Were you going to say government should
not exist anymore?
Nice. Nope. Government nope. shouldn't. Should I'm government?
I'm not wearing the jacket.
Okay.
I put it away for the winter.
Oh, this is Free Talk Live. Before we go on, I need to tell you Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this important world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user already, you can check out news.bitcoin.com to get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com. All right, so we haven't really talked much about the article. The headline reads, automated trucks could displace 500,000 U.S. jobs. And we got into talking about the roads and, you know, what does it look like?
Well, so you two were describing two different situations. You, Richie was saying that there'd be a single network that absolutely everything is on. And you were saying that, oh, well, you could pick different network providers.
Yes.
And it wouldn't work that way necessarily because they may not, the two networks may not talk to each other and the network providers may not want that to happen. It'd be like competition amongst the network providers as opposed to...
Yeah, so I envision this thing happening in much the same way Ma Bell disintegrated. There used to be the phone company way back in the 80s, right, and before that. And then they passed some sort of thing, and then they continued it. I think 96 came around. There were some more telephony, you know, sort of things where, like, they broke up. And this is where we got the long-distance wars, those of you old enough to remember that.
Right.
Sprint, so clear, you could hear a pin drop, right? The advent of fiber for telephony and that kind of thing. So all that came along, and suddenly there were many companies, and they were competing. Long distance, all that kind of stuff. And then the cell phone companies came in, right, and they were competing not only with the landlines but also the long distance companies. And so there were all sorts of weird agreements in this early time made between all these companies, and not all of them were reciprocal. And you, if you had one provider, you could maybe get roaming in the state you were visiting, but not some others and all this
kind of
stuff.
There was a time you couldn't send an email to someone who had a different email provider.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So there's that phase before they figure it out.
Right. And these things tend to work themselves out in a free market environment, right?
Sure.
They go, oh, okay, we need to cooperate with these guys, and right, we'll share revenue for your users, you share revenue with our users, and we'll allow roaming, and blah, blah, blah.
Like,
and
why, that's, like why they have the same size of rail for different trains, even from different companies, so they can still run on the same tracks.
Right. But that's how paying separately for long distance was eliminated.
Sure.
Right. It's just this thing that happened that nobody really talks about. There's no, like, one event that anybody can point to specifically that goes, and that's when long-distance charges ended.
And I'm all for doing that with roads.
They still do
and
exist.
And I figure you probably have, like, some road service providers that that cater to the people who actually want to guide their own vehicle, and other road service providers that are going to cater to you.
Yeah, it would probably be far more expensive for you to have, oh, I don't know, like a classic muscle car, right? You've got to carry some insurance or whatever, and then you could pilot that on the roadways if you have the proper package purchased from your RSP.
Maybe. But if the average, like, automated vehicle is traveling down the highway in excess of, like, random number, 120 miles an hour, right, and you jump on board in your, like, you know, classic Mustang trying to keep up with that, you're not going to be able to make those split-second decisions as quickly as the whole network talking to each other, and then you would likely be the cause.
Well, and if you've got a mixed road service provider, then, yeah, they're going to have to slow down.
They're
going
to have to slow down
and
make it less efficient. And the likelihood is, in that case, in those situations, right, it will be human error that causes the muck-up on the road.
Or it could go the other way, and because the RSP knows that you're in a 65 Mopar, right, and you're coming along, it's going to get all the traffic out of your way for you as you come along.
Maybe.
Because it's going to move the cars appropriately and eliminate all of that kind of thing.
Right, like right now, with the automated technology currently in existence, right, like Tesla, they're in the news a lot for Tesla accidents, right? Mm-hmm. But it's because it's a new technology and still at, like, a much lesser percentage than human-caused accidents.
So here's my question. If we have some kind of automated driver, how are the police going to pull them over for speeding?
That's a great question. How are they going to be road pirates? Who are they going to abuse?
Are we going to starve out the predators?
It's an interesting
concept.
That
would be a good reason to go to automation, because then cops wouldn't have a job in that aspect of it.
Interesting
concept.
They'd
have to do actual detective work to solve real crimes.
Well, let's not go crazy. They wouldn't have to actually do something valuable. They'd just have to stop doing this, terrible thing to people.
Let's come back to this. Let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
The most boring caller.
David.
I'm just being boring for Richie. You know, Richie, you're not really exciting yourself. And why, Richie? Why do you feel the need to insult people? Why can't you just work with what
I got this one, Richie. Because Richie is an equal opportunity jerk.
Yes.
I think you could simplify that. I think just jerk suffices.
Yep. But if he doesn't keep it equal opportunity, that's a different kind of jerk.
Then we might think he's sexist.
Low self-esteem, repressed childhood trauma.
I can't get past jerk. So anyway, hey, you know that one court case that I'm always calling in about and annoying
people
about? You know that one where
M. Monica Zamora, John Romero, Jingleheimer Schmidt.
That's the one. That's the one.
What's
state of New Mexico. The one where I defeated M. Monica Zamora, where she illegally trafficked my children, and then I got it reversed at the Court of Appeals because I kicked her ass. I kicked the ass. David Olson kicked the ass of Judge M. Monica Zamora.
And the prize for winning, nothing changes.
Let that be a lesson to all of our listeners. There's just no point in fighting in court.
That's right. So, but I particularly annoyed Gigi, your attorney, the lawyer that called in last night to complain about my complaining. The attorney Gigi, who called in to complain about my complaining.
That's so meta.
And now he's calling to complain about her complaining.
You are complaining about her calling in to complain about your complaining.
I'm not complaining to complain.
Are we complaining about his complaining about her complaining? I've lost the thread.
It's a house of mirrors. You're in the wrong place for complaints because this is abuse.
Okay. Well, I'm good at abusing too. Yeah. So she had two suggestions. One, she was suggesting that I should, one, appeal the case to the higher court. And that's exactly what I did, Gigi, as I just noted for the millionth time. I won the case. I'm just ignoring Richie. I won that case. I appealed it, and I won it, Gigi. Now, guess what, Gigi? I'll have to continue telling you this next week. Enjoy.
Thanks for the call, David. One thing we know, he is not appealing. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number.
I didn't know you could appeal a victory.
If you'd like to comment on the complaints or complain about the comments, this is Free Talk Live. Give us a call. More coming up.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. does not have a policy of regime change towards Russia.
U.S. Ambassador to NATO Julianne Smith. She was reacting to a comment made by President Biden during a speech in Poland on Saturday, referring to Russian leader Vladimir Putin, saying he cannot remain in power.
What we all agree on is that President Putin cannot be empowered to wage war. He has attacked Ukraine in a premeditated, unprovoked conflict.
She spoke on Fox News. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky is again asking for weapons.
Ukraine can't shoot down Russian missiles with shotguns, machine guns, of which there are too many in the supplies. It's impossible to unblock Mariupol without a sufficient number of tanks, other armored vehicles, and especially without jets.
This is USA Radio News. Personal data for about 820,000 current and former public school students in New York City was compromised in the hack of a popular online attendance system. Officials say this is the biggest breach of K-12 student data in U.S. history. The Education Department said the hack occurred in January, which prompted a week-long suspension of the widely used attendance and grading systems, Schedula, and PupilPath platforms. The hack affected current public students as well as past ones dating back to 2016. President Biden is expected to unveil a new 20% tax on the ultra-wealthy as part of his 2023 budget proposal. The billionaire minimum income tax would impact the 700 richest people in the U.S., establishing the tax on all households worth more than $100 million. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Thinking about, in an alternate universe, or as the joke used to go in, all the jokes about Soviet Russia, right?
In Soviet Russia,
vodka drink you, right, or that kind of thing. In Soviet Russia,
television watches you.
Right. In Soviet Russia, David calls, or we call David.
Oh. Yes,
yeah.
And ask him why he's wearing a Speedo
in his Twitter page. Soviet Russia radio program calls David.
Yeah, thanks, man. Before we continue on with the rest of Free Talk Live, which is the show you're listening to, I need to tell you that you can call us at 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. I also need to tell you, ForkFest 2022 is coming up.
Woo!
And I'm stoked. I really am.
All right.
I'm going for, it looks like the weekend of the Porcupine Freedom Festival that directly precedes ForkFest. So I'll be there for the last 2 days of that festival and then the whole week of ForkFest. I'm looking forward to it because it's so much fun, man. I've expanded my... I've only been able to go to the last 4 days of ForkFest the last 2 years, and it's been a ton of fun. So I've expanded that plus a couple extra days.
Nice.
So I'm totally stoked. And you can join us and liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians June 27th through July 3rd, it's the 6th annual ForkFest, 6 years, at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which I just mentioned, and it sold out for the first time in 2021. ForkFest takes place the week after ForkFest, but it is decentralized, which means there's no ticket cost for the event. No one is in charge of it, so you can do whatever you like. What event would you like to have? Bring it. All you have to do to join the fun is reserve your camping site, your RV site, or your motel room with Rogers Campground for June 27th through July 3rd. There's no better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can also connect with other attendees on the Forkfest Telegram and Matrix chat rooms. And you can find those over at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there. Again, forkfest.party. Richard, I know you're not going, but you are going?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. All right, cool. I will talk about whiskey.
Fireball.
No, you're not going to be there.
I do
have a couple of little airplane bottles from last year's Fork Fest.
Nice.
So perhaps I'll remember to throw them in my pocket and bring them here for you.
Yeah, if you want to.
If I want to. So this article is talking about automated trucks could displace 500,000 U.S. jobs. That's a lot of jobs to lose in one shot. It says, automation is flooding the trucking industry as a nationwide shortage of drivers persists.
Time for truckers to start learning
thanks
how to code.
Thanks to lockdown. Thanks, COVID. Thanks, government. Right?
This would be some really bad timing for this.
None of this...
Like, I think it should happen at some point, but man, this is not the
none
right
of this
time
was a concern until lockdown. Then all of a sudden, oh, what do we got to do? What do we do? We can't have trucks, you know, and all that kind of stuff.
Well, thank a trucker at the beginning for continuing to work through the lockdowns.
You know, now that I think about it, who else was being celebrated? Because I bet they're about to get targeted.
Nurses?
You know, right? First it was the nurses. Now they're all, you know, the worst people.
First they came for the nurses, and I did not speak out because I was not
because
a nurse.
I had a mask over my face?
Then they came for the truckers, and I did not speak out because I was not a trucker. Then they came for the radio hosts.
Didn't speak out if I wanted to.
Oh. I muted us all for effect there. Yeah.
And then they came for the cranes so we could distract everybody.
I have to apologize to our video watchers over at video.freetalklive.com. A technicality was experienced, and we had not been streaming the video up until, well, just before this segment.
So if you're still watching through all of that.
Yeah, thanks.
How boring is your logo?
Hopefully you've tuned in to the... The audio stream. The audio stream was, of course, rolling the entire time. So, again, our apologies. So, researchers at the University of Michigan and Carnegie Mellon University published a new study. A new study. It's one of my least favorite terms to read in an article.
All these science articles today.
Yeah. Revealing the proliferation of automation in long-haul trucking could replace 94% of human truck drivers, the equivalent of approximately 500,000 jobs. Our results suggest the impact of automation may not happen all at once, said study co-author Parth Vaishnav, assistant professor of sustainable systems at the University of Michigan. If automation is restricted to Sunbelt states, including Florida, Texas, and Arizona, because technology may not initially work well in rough weather, about 10% of the operator hours will be affected. I hadn't thought about weather when we were talking about automated.
Oh, I did.
I mean, I guess we did because we talked a little bit about, you know, driverless snow plows and technology where, like, underneath the roads would be heating elements to just melt the snow and ice instead of...
Well, and I mean, my thought is, like, the AI isn't going to know the difference between a squirrel and a kid, which you probably have different responses based on which is running out in front of you.
Right. Well, even not so extreme instances, right? Like the difference between a frog and a deer.
Right.
You know, I mean, to us, that seems like a no-brainer. But to, you know, some of these animals, these wild animals especially, like pretty good at hiding, they wait till the last second to jump out in front of you. I mean, humans can't even react in enough time. Can technology? We don't know.
Well, it might not be the reaction time. It might just be, like, the speed of it all. I'm anticipating much faster.
But more importantly, the appropriate reaction, right?
Well, yeah, and I mean, like, if you think about, like, while it's raining, while it's snowing, like, most of what you're looking at is totally screwed up and really obscured. But we have this unbelievable visual processor that goes, that's all right. I can take, like, 1% of the data and mash it together and get a full picture of what's going on.
What's that thing they used to put in the front of the trains, the cow catcher or whatever?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just move stuff out of the way. So I would anticipate, you know, automated vehicles
can look like Road Warrior.
Why not? If your concern is like deer running onto the highway.
No. My concern is automation. So humans aren't the only unpredictable animal on planet Earth.
Right.
Roads traverse through, the cute little forest creatures.
Sure. They're going to get smushed. But they already get smushed by humans, right? There was
yes, they do.
Or Wyoming, some new state was passing a law about how to process roadkill that you come across on the highway.
Yeah,
like they're already discussing this.
Yeah,
humans already hit wild creatures.
Yes,
it's not a new.
It's true, but humans can also be sued for liability and all that kind of thing, particularly if another human's involved.
Sure.
If this thing kicks off, at some point there is going to be mixed roadways. There's going to be driverless and driver's cars.
That's
right.
And I'm suggesting that's the problem. Like, that's the step that needs to be avoided.
I don't think you can avoid it.
You know what they should really do is just bring the hammer down and say no one's allowed to travel ever again because we're trying our thing.
That's a trucker joke. Put the hammer down.
Okay.
But yeah, just a nice, solid, savage police state. That's what we need.
If you're hearing me call for state intervention, you're hearing it wrong. What I'm saying is, if you have it mixed, humans are going to be the cause of the problem.
Okay.
And the best way to avoid
that is driving places.
Okay.
And short of threatening me, that's going to keep going on.
Okay. But you're going to end up being like the smushed part of the highway. Because you're going to get run over by the automated system when you make a mistake. That they can't mathematically figure out in time to avoid it. Like, it's going to get dangerous for you to be like, I'm going to go out in my Miata and just run around the highway. You're going to get smushed.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
All right, Richie doesn't like us to be able to make these choices.
No, you can make the choice. You just have to live with the consequence.
Richie values automated roadways over humanized roadways.
I'm saying if you're going to get to that stage of automation, right, the safest way to do so is to eliminate the human factor as early on as possible because humans will be the cause of the errors.
Yeah, I think that's a little black and white, but
okay.
Your point stands. You've made it. It is valid.
Yeah.
603-283-6160. What are your thoughts on driverless trucks?
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422.
That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Call-in show, but it's the final segment. There are no calls screened, so
call
we're just
tomorrow.
Going to call tomorrow. But we have one more segment to get through. If you missed any part of the show, you could go find the archives over at freetalklive.com. Tonight's episode will be posted about a half hour or so after the show. Faster if you're an amplifier. Which, by the way, I need to say thank you to Jared Hofker. Jared Hofker is a gold level amplifier. What does it mean to be an amplifier, much less a gold level one? Well, you go over to amps.freetalklive.com. That's AMPS. It stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. And it's a Patreon page. Essentially, Jared Hofker, he gives us $10 a month. That's the gold level. We only ask for $5. And that money goes exclusively to get this show onto more radio stations, to support the program through our efforts to spread the message of freedom, liberty, peace, and prosperity to more people. And we think that's very important. And so does Jared Hofker. Jared, thank you for your contribution. We appreciate it. Visit amps.freetalklive.com. And you can see all the perks and things that you get. But the real reason to donate, of course, is to get this show to more ears. So we've been talking about a whole bunch of stuff, but we have so much show prep that we're going to do a little bit of the speed round.
I need a bell for this. Bing!
Yeah, we do. So we already did the boring person. All right, so mandates.
Joan J. Rominkelheimer Schmidt, the most boring person in all the world.
Joan Jett Rominkelheimer Schmidt, just to go along with Pat Minotaur that we invented earlier. This from the Free Thought Project, mandates may no longer matter as scientists create contagious vaccines that spread by themselves.
What could possibly go wrong?
A bio-vaccination.
I mean, this sounds like, a sci-fi slash horror type, disaster movie.
Yeah.
A Bruckheimer film.
It's like an STV.
Who reads this and does not think mad scientist, honestly?
Young Frankenstein? Frankenstein.
Pronounced Igor.
Frank and Stein. It's a place for beer and hot dogs. Frank and Stein.
Got it. Oh, I like it.
So
this.
That is super scary, and I don't want to dwell too much on this, but it really is. They describe it, this is a bombshell, said Children's Health Defense President and General Counsel Mary Holland. At least now we know why the FDA and Pfizer wanted to keep this data under wraps for 75 years.
They're going to put it in the chemtrails. Just spread it.
Oh, is that this came out with the documents that they finally were forced to release by the court?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, you know, your body is, you know, the property of the state. So if we want to infect you with a vaccine, quote unquote, it's ours.
All right, we'll come back to this one. Speed round. We already talked about the automated trucks. Nanodiamonds. Ooh. Batteries. Nanodiamond batteries could last thousands of years.
That's awesome.
Utilizing nuclear waste converted to diamonds, this company's batteries will repeatedly last thousands of years in some cases. That's from BigThink.com. Key takeaways. Nuclear reactor parts converted to radioactive carbon-14 diamonds produce energy. To keep them safe, the carbon-14 diamonds are encased in a second protective diamond layer. The company predicts batteries for personal devices could last about 9 years. And that's for something like your cell phone that gets a whole lot of usage. Stuff for, like a wildlife camera.
It's how they powered the Fortress of Solitude.
So my first thought on this is cybernetics.
Oh, right.
Psycho-cybernetics?
For good or ill. We want to power those servos in your new arm, or, you know, the thing that sparks up your nervous system, or, you know, the nanobots.
It would make less mistakes than a normal human arm.
What gives you that impression?
Because it's automated. It was a callback.
Oh.
Jesus.
You're just
terrible.
Your callbacks are boring tonight.
I think he's just obsessed with becoming automated. We need to automate Richie Rich. That's the problem.
He'd make less mistakes on air than human Richie Rich.
He would.
I wonder, if we take enough information in from your Facebook profile, can we just make a fake Richie Rich?
You probably could, but it'd be like 3 years old because I haven't posted anything new in a while.
You've seen that episode of Black Mirror. Where they do that?
It's a pretty old trope, actually. Like that, like all of Battlestar Galactica's prequel was based on that idea.
Look, deepfakes are already a thing, and they've already got the audio technology to like deepfake people's voices.
Yeah, I mean, for those not watching the camera, how would they know?
Even if they were watching the camera, deepfakes are already a thing. You have no idea.
And now they have the batteries to power it all.
Is this real?
This is actually why I like Bitcoin, because it's going to be the only thing that we're sure of ever again.
Wow. It's amazing. I think that might be outside of the one read that I did for Bitcoin.com. That might be the first mention of Bitcoin in tonight's episode.
Yeah. Okay.
Here, you get a pen. Congratulations.
Official, it's a bank pen.
Official
you
free
gave him a traditional bank pen.
And it's broken, too. It's got the little thing broken off.
Nice. Like the banking system.
That's your prize.
Oh, nice.
That's your prize, yeah. The nuclear waste from which NDB plans to make its batteries are reactor parts that have become radioactive due to exposure to nuclear plant fuel rods. While not considered high-grade nuclear waste, that would be spent fuel. It's still very toxic, and there's a lot of it in the nuclear generator.
It's the new petroleum.
Yeah. So,
used to be bad, and now we found a use for it.
I like the idea of reusing it for something useful. I mean,
well, you know what they usually use American spent fuel rods for? Nuclear weapons! Because if you take energy-grade fissile materials and you run them through once, then you can use them for weapons-grade. Whereas everywhere else in the world, you know, where they actually, like, use nuclear power in, say, France, for example, they run them until they're done running instead.
All right, moving right along, we're going to go this from the Bradenton Herald. Florida man who took Pelosi's lectern in Capitol riot... They're calling it a riot still. Is hosting a going to prison party. You guys remember this from January 6th?
Yep.
The guy with the... He took a stand.
Never forget.
He really took a stand.
Never forget.
Literally took a stand.
And he gave it back.
Before surrendering to serve 75 days in prison for his role in the January 6th insurrection of the U.S. Capitol, including taking House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's lectern, Adam Johnson is hosting a going to prison party. Come help me celebrate my last Friday of freedom before I go to prison for the lamest charge in history, the Facebook
event. That's the greatest quote right there. For the lamest charge in history.
The event is scheduled for April 1st at Caddy's Bradenton.
Nice. Wow.
So there you go.
Get your tickets now.
Yeah, never give it back to them.
He took a stand. Go party with him. If you're in Florida. This from TheHill.com. Belarus grants refugee status to Capitol riot defendant. So there's a guy apparently involved.
How did they get the Bradenton guy?
I don't know. Evan Newman, U.S. citizen Evan Newman, received refugee status in Belarus. The document was handed to him, the Department of Citizenship and Migration and the Internal Affairs Decorative of the Brest Regional Executive Committee on March 22nd, the Belarusian Telegraph Agency reported on Twitter.
So this shows you what happens when you go option A, option B. Option A gives the lectern back. Now he goes to prison. Option B, run away. Going to prison.
Until they put him on the front line to fight with Ukraine.
I am upset to find myself in a situation where I have problems in my own country, he told the Belarusian state media on Tuesday, according to the network. Court records indicate he does not have a lawyer and has been considered a fugitive. A U.S. official said in December that Newman had left for the country following 14 charges he received in connection with the January 6th events. Officials allege he assaulted Capitol Police and Metropolitan Police officers with a metal barricade, that he did not hear to orders to leave the Capitol that evening, staying past 5 p.m.
Oh, my.
The charges against him include civil disorder, assaulting, resisting, or impeding certain officers, and engaging in physical violence in a restricted building.
He moved the barricade out of the way on its way out and accidentally rubbed up against a cop.
Yeah, we got to get to this one. This is also from Zero Hedge. City of Fresno duped out of $400,000 in African email scam.
He laughs again. That's
still funny. An entire town got taken by that?
The city of Fresno, California has reportedly fallen victim to an email phishing scam costing the city and its taxpayers a whopping $400,000.
A Nigerian prince wants to give your town $1 million.
We are out of time. Thanks to everybody for listening and participating in the speed round on this Sunday night here at Free Talk Live. You can find us at freetalklive.com. We're here 7 nights a week, 7 until 10 Eastern Time. Thanks and peace.
Autopodies.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.